Phoenix Medical.
Hey, is this Sonny?
It is.
Hey, Sonny, this is Hashem with Cardiff. How you been?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Just wanted to follow back up with you, see how you've been.
Yeah, really good. Hey, just want to ask you, too. I got you on the phone. I was thinking about it the other day. So, with that top line, you look at the top line numbers, but I just want to make sure if we need I can't remember if we need to get our personal stuff, too, as well.
So what we do is we take a look at the top line revenue for you, and we're going to take a look at 6 months of the most recent bank statements for the business, and then we're going to take a look at the most recent tax return, which I know that you were still getting done.
Just for the business, right?
Yeah, for the business.
Okay, so no personal.
No personal tax return, no.
Perfect. We got that then. So 2014, we finally got that shit done. Say 2014 taxes.
Perfect.
We just had to get all this stuff fixed, man.
Yeah, I know. I remember you were working on those taxes for a while.
Yeah. Every time I try to get in, it's like, oh, something comes up, get something.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. So, okay, so 2014 taxes, top 6 months bank statements.
Right. And then do you guys accept credit cards at all?
Sorry, we actually can do 2015 and 2016 and 2015 because we're coming to a close, right? I mean,
yeah.
Well, we have our 2015, we can do the 6 months of 2016 and not even worry about 2014.
Yeah, you don't even, if you have 15, you don't even need to worry about 14.
Oh, cool. That's even better. 2015 taxes, so top line number, and 6 months bank statements.
Yep, 6 months bank statements. And then did you say you guys do take credit cards or you don't?
Oh, yeah, we take credit cards.
Okay, if you take credit cards, I'm also going to need 4 months of your merchant statements.
Well, everything goes into the account, so it's like, you can see where on the bank statements where they gets deposited.
Oh, it'll all be there.
Yeah, so like we have like an operations account, and then every time that we run a card, it just deposits in the next day. So I think you can see it from there. It was a merchant transfer or whatever.
Gotcha.
So wait, 2015 taxes, top lines, and then 6 months bank statements. What else? That's it?
2015 tax return, 6 months of your bank statements, and then there's that one-page application that I sent you in an email. I'm not sure if you still have it or not.
Perfect. And then also, and there was a 10%, well, you told me a 5% fee, right?
No, I don't remember saying that.
What did you, well?
No, there's no fee for sending in the application?
No, just the line we get off.
Oh, no, we didn't. There was no 5% anything.
Oh, just straight up, so you get just a straight up fee. So say we wanted a $50,000 line. Can you go over with me again real fast?
Yeah, so how it works is it's a working capital loan, right? And so we take a look at your top line revenue for the business, what you did total sales for the year. And then based on that, we can usually lend out 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So if you made, $1 million, we can lend out like $100,000 to $150,000 to you in the year.
Okay, and lend out 10 to 15%?
Yeah, 10 to 15% is usually what we can do. And, all I really need from you is 6 months bank statements, most recent tax return, and that application. And then,
That's cool. I just want to do is I can just let my partner know too, because we're going to actively be talking about this. So lend out the 10, 15% of top line. And then what's the feedback? How does that, say we took like $20,000, okay?
Sure.
How does that, is it a line that we can just, we only pay if we knew?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So basically, there'll be a goal amount that you're looking for, right?
And okay.
Say you're looking for $50,000. What we can do here is either just get you that $50,000 or I can approve you for the highest amount possible. And then if I approve you for the highest amount possible, you can take out as much as you want. Say I approve you for $100,000, you want $50,000. You can take out $50,000. We'll work with just that $50,000. You'll be paying interest only on that $50,000. And then if you want additional, you still have an approved amount of $50,000 left in there.
So for instance, I take this line out we approve for $50,000, but say we don't use the full $50,000, it's just there for working capital. I don't get charged on the fees that I'm, or charged on the amount that I took out.
You will get charged on the amount that you take out.
That's it. So say I just got the line, it's there, I don't use it. I'm not getting a monthly fee. So it's pretty much like a home equity line.
It's just like a line of credit, but it's unsecured.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, exactly. And then you only get your, how you get your fees is if we, the interest that we accrue from it.
Correct.
We don't. Okay.
Correct.
So, for instance, what if we use it for like a week, and we don't, and we just pay it off? We don't get, we have to pay.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's different programs that we'll be able to go over, obviously, because you're not going to get into just one program. There's going to be multiple options that I'll have for you. But there is interest forgiveness. Yes. If you do early payback, you will get interest forgiveness on the rest.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Because the plan is really just to probably float it for like a week and then pay it. Or, you know what I mean? So it's not going to be nothing. So if it's a 30-day, and I pay within before that 30-day, we don't get that interest charge, correct?
Yeah, it should be good.
Oh, man, this is awesome. Okay, let me get all this shit together, and then I'll get it over to you.
All right, perfect.
Okay, thanks, bro.
No problem, man. All right, bye.